Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5
and 92.5. 804 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John Dell and John McClain with us in studio. Lance is off. Eric Layden is going to be joining us. Do you know Eric Layden? You're a big movie guy.
I met Eric at a Texans training camp practice a few years ago, and yeah, I'm a big movie guy, that's for sure. And
he was in Ozark. You watched Ozark.
I just saw one of the worst movies I've ever seen, The Fall Guy, because of the script, and I'll see Eric pop up in things. And yeah, glad he's making a good
was
career.
Was The Fall Guy
bad? The script was one of the worst I've ever seen. Yeah. And I love Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. It was
worse than Argyle.
Is right there with Argyle.
Argyle
was awful.
Awful. Awful.
Ugh.
That was terrible. Are you kidding? I was looking forward to The Fall Guy. No. It's a bad script.
Let me tell you, you will not like it.
I won't like it now. All right. Okay, so there's a lot of statistics. So you mentioned how the Texans, okay, they have... This is going to be tough. We are underestimating how difficult it is going to be going from a last-place schedule to a first-place schedule. The Cleveland Browns have the toughest schedule in the league coming into this season. The Ravens are second. The Steelers are third. The Texans are fourth, tied for fourth with the Packers. It is not going to be easy, period. Excellent. The difference in the quarterbacks that they played last year, and they lost. They lost to Ritter. They lost to CJ. They lost to Bryce Young. They lost to Zach Wilson. I mean, you don't have those quarterbacks coming in anymore. These are all good quarterbacks. If Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, okay, this is not going to be easy. And every year, competitive ballot, last five seasons, how many teams, okay, last year, how many teams made the playoffs after missing the playoffs the previous season?
I have no clue.
Six. Six. The year before six.
Like,
the year before
like
seven.
Like Jacksonville last year.
The year before seven. Teams, so that means teams that did make the playoffs ain't, right?
Think how many of those played first-place schedules.
There's a lot of them. You go from worst to first-place schedule. It happens. Every year it happens. But not only worst to first, it's not teams that did not, teams that missed the playoffs. Okay, here's the teams that missed the playoffs last year. Bengals, they're going to make the playoffs this year with Joe Burrow.
Texans beat them in Cincinnati with Burrow.
But you know, it was their best win. It was their best win against the best quarterback that they beat all year. But Joe Burrow's back for a full season. I fully expect them to make the playoffs, right?
Jaguars, if he's healthy, yeah.
Jaguars, we'll see. Colts, we'll see. Raiders, man. Broncos with a rookie. Let's see. Jets finished 7-10 without Aaron Rodgers. There's a good chance they make the playoffs this year. Chargers with Jim Harbaugh now.
Yeah,
I like them. You like them?
Yep.
Well, you gotta like them more. Patriots and Titans, man. So you got there's teams that are going to be different this year, playing at easier schedules than they were last year with better personnel than they had last year.
This happened in 2019. They played first-place schedule. It was brutal. It started 0-4. O'Brien got fired. They played five defending division champions, 11 games against teams that finished with winning records, and the quarterbacks they play, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, and the division.
Everybody was like, oh, the Texans are a Super Bowl. Slow down.
Yes.
This ain't going to be easy.
The one of the things, John, is a lot of it will depend on how they open. If they stick them, like, with Baltimore again, they've never beaten Baltimore.
No.
And you'd hope they would kind of spread them out. But it's one reason they signed 14 defensive free agents, drafted five defensive players and then re-sign four of theirs is to get ready for those quarterbacks.
No question. No question. The Texans are going to be better. They've got better players this year. They've got CJ, who's a, you know, and by the way, you know, you talk about a possible sophomore slump. You talk about NFL teams catching up to him. But when you watch this kid look at film and you hear what he says and why he's making reads and what he was thinking while he was throwing passes, he's amazing. He is, I mean, all of that S2 stuff where he read and react and he was slow to react to stuff, it couldn't be further from the truth. He is, I mean, he's so advanced for a rookie, the things that he was thinking about. And he was talking about, well, I was supposed to go here with this play, but I saw the safety take a step back, and I knew that I had a, and he hits Dalton Schultz on a little skinny post, and he's like, you know, I just saw, I had Tank over here, but I saw this over here, and it's like, wow, that you're getting that kind of play and that kind of thought process out of a rookie. I would think that he's going to just continue to get better, right?
Yeah, well, he should, of course, and one of the reasons he was as good as he is, he got great coaching. It started with Bobby Slowick and Gerard, you know, first-time play caller, Gerard Johnson, first-time quarterback, full-time quarterback coach. And then behind the scenes, Case Keenum did a great job working with him as a mentor, which I think is one of the reasons they signed Case, is, you know, they're not in the locker room with him. And Case is. And so those three people had a huge impact. Bobby Slowick will be gone, should be after this season. He came close this season. He wasn't ready to be a head coach after one season as a play caller. Like, remember, D'Amico had opportunities. He went back, wanted another season as a play caller. And I suspect Gerard will be the coordinator next year. And who knows, Case might go into coaching. Case might go into real estate. But he's got coach written all over him if he wants to do it. But
why not back up again and take that $3 million or whatever? Just do that as long as you possibly can. Oh, well, by the way, he was the pick over Davis Mills anyway.
And he was and everybody loves Case. You know, Case, if he were a coach, I wonder if the Cougars offered him a job and the Texans offered him a job, which one would he take? I'm thinking as much as he loves the Cougars, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't go there.
And
if,
well,
if they could pay him something close.
The NFL pension is so much better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to think about that. Your years in the league, you want to get that pension and stay in the league as long as you possibly can. If only from an economic standpoint, the NFL would be the choice. All right, the first game against the Chiefs. The Texans are going to be traveling to the Chiefs this year. The thought is, of these four teams, Chargers, Ravens, Texans, Bengals, which would be the best opener?
For the Texans?
No, for the Chiefs.
Oh, for the Chiefs. Well, I would think with a division rival, with the Chargers and Harbaugh's first game. I think
that would be
Chiefs versus Harbaugh and Herbert, Mahomes versus Herbert, I think, and they have such a rivalry anyway. Give me that one over the other.
So, this story, the probable is the Bengals. Joe Burrow's return. He's gone in there and beaten them there. There is a rivalry. It's Burrowhead Stadium. You know, that's a real possibility. But a fun game would be the Texans going in there with C.J. Stroud and this revamped defense. And listen, The Chiefs offense wasn't the same last year. They scuffled a lot. Their defense won them a lot of regular season games.
Spagnuolo did a great job.
Great job. And they're going to be back. Obviously, they're going to be, you know, a lot of those guys are going to be back, and Chris Jones is back, which is awfully nice. But I think the Texans going to the Chiefs, of course, they could save that for a Sunday night game.
Yeah, it's not going to happen the first game. It's got to be either Burrow or Harbaugh, one of the two.
Yeah, Harbaugh's a big
Texans got to be really good another year and win some more in the playoffs to get a game like that. But, yeah, it would be.
Or Lamar.
Texans play so many good games, it can be primetime games.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can even pick them. How many do you think they'll get?
I think they're going to get. Okay, are we counting 3 o'clock games as primetime games?
No.
I think that it's at least 4.
Ooh, do you? I think it'll be three.
I think it's at least four. Thursday night for sure against the Jags, or, you know, a division game. Maybe even Tennessee, and we'll see what the uniform stuff and whatnot. Because, you know, Al Michaels always gets the crappiest division games. So you're gonna have that, at least that. They're going to be on Monday Night Football, and they're going to be on Sunday Night Football as well. Do you count Thanksgiving as a primetime game?
Nope.
You don't?
I want to see them play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Buffalo with Diggs playing against the Texans, I think that would be a possibility of a primetime game. And would the Jets with Rodgers be a possibility?
Well, the Cowboys on a Sunday night if it's not Thanksgiving Day.
Cowboys. That's the thing. That schedule is so attractive to people nationally and locally. I think they're going to take advantage of it. But, boy, it is brutal with a capital B.
Yeah. That's why I'm pumping the brakes a little bit. We gotta take this, you know, we gotta take it easy just a little bit. All of this, I mean, there's a lot of Super Bowl talk. You're being pretty reckless with the SB talk, okay? So let's slow down there, because this is going to be a brutal, brutal schedule. There's a lot of info in there that we'll get to on the other side right here with John McClain in studio on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about Doc Linville, my hair, okay? I can't be happier with what the doc has done for me and what the doc will do for you. And it's your hair. Move it from the side and the back to the top. Those hairs don't fall out. You notice everybody, they've got that ring around their head. Bald guys got that ring around their head. There's a reason. The side hair doesn't fall out. So when you put it on the top, it doesn't fall out. So this is something that is awesome in that it sticks in there. The results are tremendous. The doc is getting unbelievable results. You, my friends, will benefit from the technology. You'll benefit that it's painless. You'll benefit from just the entire process of how easy it is. It's the neo-grafting. Or you could get the PRP, where you don't move your own hair. All you do is stimulate the growth of your hair on the top of your head. That was what Kelly does, and she's amazing. So you're looking for the best way to get hair. You're sick of not having hair. You're young. You can't stand it. Go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 975.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back. Let's say at 8:25. At 8:25, you get a chance to win a pair of tickets to Greek Fest. It'll be from May 16th through the 18th. You can pick... Nice job, John. You can pick any day.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a Greek Fest giveaway.
You didn't turn it on. You were talking, and I'm talking to John McClain here.
So what does that have to do with you clearing your throat on the mic?
I had no idea it was on because you're talking, okay. And I'm not listening to you.
Well, obviously, that's kind of how the show goes. But 8:25, you guys got a chance to win a pair of tickets to Greek Fest. John loves Greek Fest, May 16th through the 18th. You can go any day, 16th, 17th, or 18th. Just be caller 5 at 8:25. You win those tickets to Greek Fest.
Greek Fest. That's my favorite.
I know. You love it.
I love Greek Fest. That's the one on the west side. That's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. A lot of good food. Holy cow. You're going to eat good. I can trust me. John McClain is with us in studio here on ESPN. We're talking about a lot of the NFL. Okay, John McClain. He was just telling me, you know what? We can talk all of our teams, but I don't want to talk about the Astros.
Good.
Ten revenge games coming up this season. Saquon Barkley versus the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That is going to – and well, it's Eagles and Giants. That's going to be
– It's not like they need anything
to
beef up that rivalry.
Russell Wilson at the Broncos.
I don't think so. He was so bad. He's no big deal there.
More Seahawks than Broncos. But he was – I mean, he's going to get booed mercilessly. That was one of the worst trades ever. I mean,
right up there behind
Deshaun.
Deshaun, and then of course the all-time worst Herschel Walker.
Stephon Diggs versus the Bills.
Absolutely.
How about, it's interesting, they really, the Bills really didn't address the wide receiver position all that well.
Well, Keon Coleman, they traded down and they took him in the first pick.
Is he refreshing?
Second round. He's a great interview. Yeah. Now, if he can play like he talks, he'll be great. He's funny. And but Diggs, will it be bigger for the fans up there and the players than it will be for Diggs?
Yeah. Well, I hope that game. It's that game is here, right?
I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, that game's here. Kirk Cousins goes to the Vikings.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to have.
They don't hate him.
I don't think they'll hate him.
No.
No. No.
I think he'll actually get a lot of applause for what he did.
Yeah, I think so, too. Aaron Jones goes back to the Packers.
Nah.
Derek Carr goes to versus the Raiders.
Nah.
Calvin Ridley, Jaguars now. 49ers versus Chiefs. That's the Super Bowl rematch.
Of course.
The top 10 best QB matchups. Lamar Jackson at Patrick Mahomes. Matthew Stafford at Jared Goff. That's pretty good. Jalen Hurts against Dak. CJ against Pat Mahomes. Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers go at it. We got a lot of good ones. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are going to go at it.
That'll be a great one.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay. Best wide receiver cornerback matchups. Justin Jefferson against Sauce. That'll be pretty damn good. Stephon Diggs against Trayvon, his brother. Who wins that battle?
Stephon will win it. The brother's coming off a torn ACL.
And not only that, Trayvon has got a lot of picks, but he also gives up a lot of catches. Trayvon was feast or famine. Tyreek Hill against Legarius Sneed.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't pick against Tyreek Hill on any kind of matchup.
No, and Legarius Sneed is good. He's going to get burned by
Tyreek. Well, if you remember the playoff game, it was in frigid temperatures.
Yeah, but it was 40 below.
And Tyreek's going to remember getting bullied off the line of scrimmage by Sneed. Now Sneed is in Tennessee now, so it'll be a different matchup, different team overall. But, yeah, Tyreek's talked about that this offseason.
I don't count anything from that game, do you? Other than all the toes that were lost.
By fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
I mean, honestly, that was so cold. I can't take anything away from that game.
Yeah, other than the Chiefs never discount them, and we saw how it went the rest of the playoffs for them.
Yeah. Devontae Adams is going to face Jalen Ramsey. That'll be good. There's all kinds of top 10 players returning from injury: Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Nick Chubb, Anthony Richardson. What do you expect out of Anthony Richardson?
I think it did him some good sitting last year and watching because. Remember, he got hurt every game he played.
Yeah.
And he only started 13 games at Florida. That's not enough. I think you wouldn't have won as many games with him as they won with Minshew. You know, they lost the playoffs to the Texans on the last day.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come out now and be a different quarterback.
I don't know. Did he fix that whole accuracy thing? I mean, I know he's going to use his – he used his legs against the Texans to help beat the Texans in game two here. But – he's still not that great a thrower of the football.
He's not accurate. He wasn't accurate at Florida, and nobody was even talking about him until the combine when he looked great in shorts and a T-shirt. But the thing is, John, about him, not many quarterbacks are not accurate in college and they become accurate. Josh Allen is the best example I can see, but that's one. Will he be another one?
Yeah. Daniel Jones is coming back. We'll see.
That's exciting.
How about Deshaun Watson? He's coming back from injury. John, he's been awful.
He has not played anywhere near like he played here in 2020. That stadium, it's right on Lake Erie, so you're always going to have wind, even in September. That's why they always have to run the ball. And this year, they want to get some of their money and trade worth. And I don't even know at his best he will ever approach what he did here. The Browns have only had one 4,000-yard passer in their history. It was Brian Sipe in 1980. The Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer or a 30-touchdown pass thrower.
Hmm.
And they think now they will with Caleb Williams. And a lot of it is this where the stadiums are right on a great lake. And like Buffalo always has to have a quarterback with a strong arm to cut through the wind. And, of course, Josh Allen can do it. But I don't know that Watson will ever come close to what he was here.
Tank Dell coming back from injury with Stephon Diggs and Nico, and those are both contract year guys. I mean, CJ was looking to tank a lot. Okay, so does CJ have to worry at all about keeping Steph happy?
Not in the last year of his contract. I think that was great because he'll be 31 in November. Then next year, say he plays really well. Nobody's going to give a big contract to a wide receiver who'll be 32 during the season. So it would enhance, I think, their chances of re-signing him. But Nico Collins is going to have to be paid. If Nico puts another season together like he did last season when he was number two in explosive plays of 25 or more yards, he's going to cost them a lot of money. I think we're going to see Diggs one season. And don't forget Dalton Schultz. How many teams have receivers, a foursome, better than the Texans? 49ers, yes. And right up there with – they're up there with, I think, the Lions for second best. There's not many teams that can put a foursome out there.
Yeah, LaPorta is really, really good. A lot of Nico's stuff came after Tank left now. You know, after Tank was hurt. After Tank, they put Tank in at guard. I don't know if you heard. And he was blocking for Damian Pierce inside, which was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, he ran in and got the foul.
No, they put him at guard.
Somebody hit him.
Let it go, John.
And
I can't let it go.
The thing is, you can't take away from what Tank does. He likes to throw blocks.
He ain't going inside
now,
anymore.
He's got to be smarter.
I asked his college coach, did you ever block him inside on the goal line? No. Why would I do that? Because that's dumb. Okay, so we're not going to do that anymore. Please, let's not do that anymore because that's really, really, really dumb. Yell at the kid. Okay. Oh, well, they're going to know the Tank that we're running the ball because Tank's not going inside the block. Okay, fine. What is there any hope for Damian Pierce?
I'll tell you one thing that Derrick Henry said after last season. He said his biggest regret at Tennessee was not learning the zone scheme sooner. It took him a year. So that's the only thing you can think about. You don't want him as a kickoff returner. So if he can't, but you don't know if Juwan Jordan is going to be number two. You don't want Dari Gumbawale to be number two. So I think Pierce will be here unless the rookie were to step up and then they were to trade Pierce. But I hope he can make the adjustment.
Nick went out of his way to give Damian a lot of praise and how hard he's working on everything else. Maybe it was an adjustment. Maybe it's an adjustment thing. Or maybe he just doesn't have that. There's a different instinct in the zone scheme.
You got to be more patient. You got to go left. You
and
gotta
then
plant your
hit the
foot,
hard.
And then you got to go and read the hole right.
Maybe he's just not built for
gets
that.
Gets it and goes. Yeah. It requires an adjustment. If anybody can get him to do it, it would be Bobby Slowick and but if he doesn't do it, there's no reason to have him on the team.
No. I mean, he did return a kickoff for a touchdown, and he could play all the special teams. But, No. I loved the way he ran the year before. You love the way that he plays the game,
yes. Obviously.
But he just wasn't right for this. He just wasn't right for Bobby Slowick's offense.
One other thing, Chris Strasser, the offensive line coach, that was the first year he coached in this game. So he's got to be better this season, coaching it since he was not familiar with it. Bobby Slowick talked it near the end of the season about Chris Strasser, how far he'd come as a coach in that scheme. So maybe he and Pierce can grow together.
Maybe Titus Howard will actually be better. And
he better be.
You can't put him at guard.
No.
Blake is here. Dr. Fisher's here. And so we'll see whether or not he doesn't cure Titus Howard of his blocking woes. Okay. 829 ESPN 975 and 925 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us on ESPN 975 and 925. Right now I'm talking about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. And listen, they have select SUVs that you can take advantage of. It's ridiculous. 1.9% financing on select SUVs at Chastang Ford. You are going to love what they're doing over there. They still got 2023 F-150s on the lot. There's only yesterday there were 14 of them left. This is something that you have got to have. That is the 1.9% financing, 2.9% APR for 72 months on select 2024 SUVs, including the Bronco Explorer and the all-electric Mustang Mach-E. No payments for the first 90 days on these. So if you're looking for an SUV, 2.9% financing, 72 months on select 2024 SUVs. This is an unbelievable deal. Plus 1.9% financing on 2023 F-150s. Chastang Ford, no add-ons, no markups. You'll love the Chastang. You'll probably meet Patrick, or you're going to deal with a Chastang when you're at Chastang Ford. You're going to be part of the family. You are going to love your experience at Chastang Ford. On 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. Take advantage of it while it lasts at Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John McClain is with us here in studio. He was out there at the River Oaks Country Club yesterday for the Texans golf tournament, in which they raised a lot of money. So that was awfully nice. We did get a Tank Dell update, in which, you know, Tank, we've been looking for him. He hasn't been around. He was supposed to play, I think, in the softball tournament. He didn't play in the softball game.
He was supposed to, yes.
Yeah, but he didn't. So he's rehabbing. I don't know what the rehab is. He did get shot at that Florida bar / pool bar. And he is doing well. Here is an update from the McNairs on Tank Dell. What's going on?
It's frightening. But, you try not to get in those situations, and sometimes it happens. And we're just grateful that I believe no one was seriously hurt, but it looks like Tank will make a full recovery. We saw him in the office the other day, and he looked good in good spirits, and so but he'll have to rehab and get back to where he was. So
when you talk to him, what do you say to him? How do you convey your love for him as well as concern? And you want him to learn.
That's kind of between us and Tank, just what we talk about with him. That's a hard situation to be in, so those are kind of fresh.
What do you want him to learn in a situation like that?
Again, I think that's stuff we just talk about privately. And, in any situation in life, you're going to learn something. So.
I like that. Hannah, that's what we talk about, all right? That ain't for you. I like that. Right? There's a lot of things that people talk about to the media that's between them and the players.
And D'Amico wouldn't say nearly as much as Cal and Anna. They didn't say a lot, but D'Amico was all about that's between he and I. Even though he was treated and released, they don't do squat out there now when they're on the field. And they have the rookie mini camp this week. You know, the off-season program's patty cake. It's for the mental stuff. And last year was so important because you had a new staff with new coaches and new schemes. And that's another reason they should be better, because they've had that one off-season and season of experience. But I'd like to know what his rehab is that he has to go through specifically for the gunshot wound he suffered, but was treated and released.
And by the way, did Tank put himself in a bad position? He said he was invited to this event or this bar by his agent. He was standing at a bar. It's not like he was hanging out with a bunch of guys that are, you know, a gang that's packing. He was a kid. What could Tank learn from that? It wasn't like he was in a strip club and, you know what I'm saying? You can't go to a bar anymore? Is that what you're saying? Because some kid might open up?
16-year-old pulls out a gun and starts shooting, and nobody was seriously wounded. That is a miracle.
Yeah.
But as far as Tank, the only thing you can do considering these happen so much, is just keep your head on a swivel. That's a terrible thing to say, but that's the only thing you could do about it, and that still might not be enough.
I don't know. These kids, you can't do anything. Man, if I was Tank, I'd be out. Are you kidding me? I'm going out. I guess I'm going.
What do you mean if you were Tank?
If I was.
I remember you.
Well, yeah. Well, if I
was Tank.
If I had Tank.
Whatever stopped you from going out?
If I had Tank's fame and money, man, that's why I don't think I'll ever be an NFL player.
You don't have any
restrictions. I just don't think so.
You don't have any restrictions right now.
Yeah. No, I just don't think I'm going to be. That's all. I don't think I could handle it.
That's a little late for you. You'd be a guy who would get suspended quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Conduct detrimental.
Yeah, I'd have been Antonio Brown, probably.
No. I feel like you'd be a guy. Those kids at Georgia who missed the opening game against some bad crap team, you'd be always suspended for summer activities. You'd do something in the summer that Mark Richt would have suspended you for.
I would, yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. I got suspended for my summer workouts for my high school
team. See?
Yeah. So, oh, no. Who was the guy that couldn't stop doing drugs for the Browns?
Josh Gordon.
That would have been me.
You don't, what? You couldn't have stayed away from drugs?
If I had that money, I'd have been doing everything. I'd have been the Josh Gordon of
the... I guess the man upstairs gave you the right path because
that's right.
Star athlete path.
No.
Wouldn't have survived.
It wasn't working out. Wasn't working out in high school. That was the last of my star athlete stuff. John McClain is with us here in studio on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You were listening when we were talking a little bit earlier. You can't get anything for Bregman right now.
He wants supposedly $300 million, 10 years.
Guess what ain't happening.
And right now, I don't understand how a guy can start off bad every year.
Every year.
I thought we weren't going to talk about the Astros.
Well,
you're trying to bring the show down.
Listen, they're playing the Yankees. Justin Verlander's on the mound tonight, okay? This is their one chance to win.
Are we supposed to be excited about that proposition? Because yeah. Justin Verlander will go 6 or 7, and then we have to deal with some combination of Abreu, Presley, and Hader and expect that to come through?
I'm not so sure. I wouldn't bring in Montero. I'd move Hunter Brown to the pen. He can't start anymore right now. He's mentally gone.
I think he should move to Sugar Land.
Throwing the ball down the middle all the time. He's got to go to the pen.
No. That's the pen in Sugar Land?
I don't care what pen it is.
Yeah.
Because he's been awful.
Awful.
And Hader's been awful. Poor old Presley. I'm still trying to figure out what did he do to get demoted. Other than the fact that
he wasn't great, but Josh Hader in his last year in Milwaukee and 2 years ago in San Diego was bad. It was just bad. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm.
In that game Sunday, Abreu was just as bad. He didn't give up the winning home run, but he was terrible. Hit by pitch, walk. He hadn't pitched like he had the last 2 years.
No, not at all.
How do you explain everybody going off a cliff? It's not everybody, not Altuve, not Pena. There are a few guys, Tucker, but so many going off the cliff at the same time.
Don't get it, my friend. I don't understand how this team could be this bad. As good of players as they have, I just don't get
it. I thought it'd be gradual. Time came, it'd be gradual, not just a nosedive into oblivion.
Not when you have these guys. Not when you got Yordan and Altuve and Bregman and Tucker and Yiner and Chaz and Pena. This is too good. This team's just too good to be this bad. That's why it's gonna change. I don't know that it's gonna turn all the way around. But there's no way they can be one of the worst teams in baseball. Just no way.
It's got to be better by the All-Star break.
Or they gotta start making moves. They gotta start making moves. If they're going to keep this thing going for any length of time. Although, how do you keep? There's no way that you can keep Tucker if you start to sell off teams. There's that sell off guys. There's just no way. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, come on. 713-780-3776. Got John McClain in studio with me. If you want to talk to him, you're more than welcome. Anything is on the table. Right now, my wife asked me about this last night. We protesting our taxes? Absolutely, we're protesting. Absolutely, I'm going to call Ownwell. You got until May 15th to go to the website, ownwell.com. I'm going to do it. I've got to do it. They're charging me way more. The government is, it's pretty consistent, okay? It is always going to charge you. It is always going to appraise your home for more than it's worth. It's consistent. So 86% of Ownwell's customers save on their property taxes. 86%. The government is wrong 86% of the time. That is incredible. They have the cutting-edge technology you don't have to fight and protest your taxes. I am going to use them this year. It's so easy. No stress, no investment, no upfront cost. Either you save or it's free. If you don't save, you don't pay. And I am doing it, and you got to do it too. I'm telling you, do not let the government screw you out of tax money, because you lower the appraisal value of your home, you lower your taxes. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Save up. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. Got John McClain with us in studio here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance is off. Eric Layden will be with us for the next 3 days. Oh, by the way, we were supposed to have our tournament today at Highland Pines, and we got the rain just destroyed the course. Well, I say destroyed the course. Right now, it looks like they're going to open back up on Friday. It was underwater. So we weren't able to play today out there. We've moved the tournament to May 21st, and a couple of teams are not able to do May 21st. So go to ESPN975.com and sign up, because there were a bunch of people that wanted to play in this thing, and they couldn't because we sold out. Well, there are a couple openings. You people know about it. Go right now, because it will sell out again. We're going to play on May 21st out at Highland Pines. If you've never seen it, it's just beautiful. It's fantastic. There's nothing like it in the city of Houston. Elevation changes of 40 feet on 9 and 10 and lakes and beautiful pines. It really is. I haven't played with somebody out there that didn't say, wow, this place is awesome. Everybody says the same thing. It's awesome. So come on out. We are going to be there. And I think it opens up for play again on Friday. As of right now, they're shooting for Friday. So maybe you can make your tee time, Highland Pines. So we got that going on. But I would hurry if you want to be in our tournament on May 21st, because it will sell out. This JJ stuff. You know JJ loves. I mean, JJ loves the spotlight.
He's not playing for the Texans. Give me a break.
He will. Have you ever seen a player whose number was retired play in that stadium? I don't believe it's ever happened.
Well, there's only two retired, and Andre didn't do it.
No. In any stadium ever.
Oh, I don't know for sure.
But when do you retire? You retire their jersey after they're done.
And most don't get it retired immediately.
No, like JJ did.
Yeah.
Right. So that, I mean, that might be a first, is a guy plays for a team where his number's already been retired.
One thing to keep in mind about that, they've got Will Anderson Jr., they've got Danielle Hunter and Danico Autry, three guys playing ends. Two of them had, let's see, 29.5 sacks last year. And so JJ would be part of a rotation. And I think that he and D'Amico are saying all the right things, because they like to, because it occupies so many people talking about the possibility. Now, maybe if they all got hurt and they were in a race for the playoffs, but he has to work out like a fiend.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just, it's not like baseball. You can come in and go in the cage and then pinch hit. I don't think you can not play for 2 years, and then all of a sudden you're going out there and banging on people, because he used to get beat up something terrible. His legs would be black from where people would hit him with their helmet, and he'd be limping through the locker room. But he's enjoying a good life now. He's back on Fox, and I don't see him actually playing again.
You know how play-by-play guys, when they retire, they have like a microphone put up there? Do you think J.J. should have like an actual spotlight with J.J. Watt written inside of it up on the – not an actual spotlight, you know, but like a picture of a spotlight and then his name as opposed to a number? Because what is this? This is all – look at me.
No.
Look at
me. Well, J.J.'s always really enjoyed – being the center of attention.
And he has,
no question.
And he deserves it. He was a great player, a great Houstonian. But are we done with this? Are we
done? I don't know why they're opening this can of worms up. I don't know why.
Because I think he said it as a joke to the media the other night when they're asking
you
him
thought
to come.
So?
And then D'Amico's playing along with it and everything.
JJ, to John's point, not you, John Granada, you never make great points. But to McLean's point, he said, I'm only going to work out for one more year. Like, this is the if I don't get the call from D'Amico this year, forget about it. I'm only staying in this type of shape for one more year, and then I'm done, because it takes a lot. I don't know what his walking around weight is, but it ain't
looks
the 290.
Like he lost weight.
Yeah. It ain't the 295, whatever he was when he was playing.
No. He can't stop this. I mean, and some fans are getting, you know, and some people are asking, why would you do this when you're getting the fan base all worked up? You know, you guys got to put a stop to this, because but I will say this, though, and I thought Pat McAfee made a pretty good point. JJ runs out of that tunnel with a flag and the place goes nuts. It goes nuts if JJ comes running out of that tunnel in his uniform with a flag. I mean, it would be – I could see that place exploding.
The Texans are no longer a minor league franchise
where they need this.
Where they're a carnival act. The team by itself is good enough that people are going to be excited. If JJ's like – because it happened to the Dolphins last year where they had to call like Justin Houston and Bruce Irvin for a playoff game, guys who hadn't played football in weeks. If it's a disaster scenario, fine, I guess, but – Not a real let's add depth to our lineup by having J.J. Watt play.
Injuries would be the only reason, and it would have to be in a playoff race.
Yeah. That's true. I'm watching
Instead of signing Derek Barnett off the street late in the season, you sign J.J. Watt.
I'm watching a bunch of Nico Collins highlights right now.
Well, he's unbelievable.
So he's going to get over 25, bro.
Most of those contracts you see about wide receivers, they could earn. There's still no 30 million wide receiver.
No, but 25 now.
Him, 25 is cheap for a wideout, but if he does it a second year, he's going to get, I think he'll get more than 25. Price will go up because Jefferson will sign and Lamb will sign. And the longer he waits, the better, more money he's going to get.
Well, that's why I thought they should have drafted a wide receiver this year to start the, you know, have a guy waiting because.
Well, they could still extend him. They've got the money to do it, and it wouldn't surprise me if they don't do it before the start of the season.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at his draft class, he was 2021, right? Devontae Smith just got his money. Jalen Waddle is going to play in the fifth year. Jamar Chase will, but they're all in the running to go get their big long-term deals. So those guys have more pelts on the wall. They've done it for longer. But another year, and if Nico signs after those guys, he's going to say, hey, I'm just as productive as those guys are.
If I'm his agent, I don't know if I want him to sign an extension before the season starts. You know, everybody says, yeah, sign him. Maybe I want to. Kyle Tucker. Well, I ain't signing no. I ain't doing what Yordan did. I'm going out and getting big money. And maybe Nico might be doing that too, because he looked, after Tank went down, he looked like a number one.
He'd be franchised. They wouldn't let him get away.
Yeah, right. Well, and that's the other possibility. But then he's even going to be more expensive. It's going to be, because after that franchise year, you got to give him on top of that. That's going to be really, really costly. Really costly.
Only question about Nico is he was hurt the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And he stayed healthy playing with Stroud, and he looked fantastic. And the best thing he did was that running after the catch.
Yep.
I mean, he was fantastic. Nobody saw it. This time last year, you think, okay, they got a quarterback. Yeah, he's going to take his lumps, and maybe they'll win five or six games. DeMeco, think he's going to be a great coach. It'll take him a while. And it was like a confluence where everything came together at the right time.
John, before last season, it was thought to be this, and the Titans' wide receiver rooms were thought to be the worst in the league.
Yep.
And look at it now.
One of the best.
And one of the best. I mean, it really is. I don't know that anybody's got more weapons. Like you said, San Francisco and the Texans have some of the most weapons. You know, maybe Cincinnati, they throw them in there. But it's filthy how good this is. And CJ throwing it to him. Holy crap.
And they want to run the ball better. They haven't had a 1,000-yard runner since Carlos Hyde in 2019, and last year they were like 6-1 when they ran at least 30 times. So that's why they have Mixon, who's a really good receiver too, and he scores touchdowns. And so they do want balance to help take the pressure off Stroud. But how they distribute the ball is going to be really interesting to watch.
Yeah. When we come back, are you staying or are you leaving? You're staying.
No, I'm staying. You're unless staying. You're gonna kick
you're me. Trying to throw a man out the door?
No, he said before I leave in the last break. He said before I
you
leave.
You know how like, much he wanted to be on? Here. He drove his wife to the airport and had her sit for 4 hours.
Made her wait 4 hours for her flight.
He wanted to be here.
I mean, talk about Wendy would have said, "No, you'll take me when I want when I tell you to take me." Okay, that job can wait. Okay. Well, you're getting paid so much.
Well, I didn't know how much traffic there was early that morning.
Well, and plus, the worst place in the world is Bush Intercontinental as far as traffic and getting in
and
out.
Where the hell were you sending me the other day, 35-35?
Well.
When you were playing, what were you doing?
I was playing poker.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like.
You weren't drinking any, though, were you?
No. Not when I play poker. No. And I was playing poker. I said, 35-35, West Alabama. And you're like. Hey,
that's not the address.
Right.
I went to 3535, yeah. And it was an apartment complex, and I'm looking for the ramp and everything. So then I texted you again.
Uh-huh. I mean, to be fair, sometimes it has sounded like we've done a show from an apartment complex.
Time for me to talk about my man Kent Jones over at Dream Rate Loans. He says, it's the ultimate mortgage hookup. I like to call him the mortgage nerd. I mean, dude nerds out on this stuff. He loves it. I'm serious. Talking to Kent, I mean, at some point, it's going to come down to he is going to give you all the information. And listen, there's not only, okay, these other mortgage companies, there's huge mortgage companies in the country. They put their names on bowl games, on golf tournaments, PGA golf tournaments. Do you know how much money you have to make to put your name on a golf tournament to sponsor that? Or a bowl game, Kent Jones is like, man, put that money in your pocket instead of in their pocket. Why are you doing that? Kent Jones is going to work his ass off getting you a mortgage that you where you can save. People literally save thousands of dollars with Kent Jones. Thousands of dollars, not only on the signing day, but throughout the life of the mortgage. Okay, so if you're looking for the best way. Why would you not shop your loan? Why would you? This is a house you're buying. Why would you not shop it and get the best deal you possibly can with a guy who's going to work his tail off to make sure that he gets you the best deal he possibly can? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, all of them. He's got them all. This is all about saving money, but still getting top-notch service and advice. The ultimate mortgage hookup, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN.
97.5.